Martin Luther King Day intruded on our typical weekly visit on Monday at 12:30 with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. So we'll get our Money Monday segment in today on a Thursday. Glad to have Josh with us. Make sure you're listening to the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show. Friday night at 7 and then Saturday at noon. So Josh, let's start with something we talked about on the Aptus Retirement Blueprint radio show last week, where the change in minimum required distributions. In other words, if you're retired, you now can wait longer to take money out of that, correct?
Correct. And minimum required distributions are essentially the government's way of saying you've been kind of postponing your tax liability, because we put money into 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, large in part on a tax pre-tax basis. It grows tax deferred. And then at some point, you have to take that money out to live on, but you do pay or have the ability, potential to pay taxes, depends on the tax bracket on the time, at the time. And they've kicked that a couple of times now. Originally, it was 70 and a half. You had to start taking those funds out whether you wanted them or not. And they kicked it to 72, and now with the Secure Act 2.0, it's 73, working its way all the way up to age 75 by, I believe it was 2035.
Okay, so I'm suspicious when the government does something and they tell me that it is for my benefit, because I always think, it's probably a little bit at least for your benefit too. And I saw a story this week that said if you push taking that retirement, that portion of your retirement out, and you keep putting more money in, you'll be possibly at a point where what you're taking out combined with Social Security or whatever else, that money might be more taxable or more likely to be taxed, is what I'm saying. More likely to be taxed, because when you take it out, you'll be over the income limits that help you avoid paying tax on it. Does that fall in line with at least a possible scenario?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possible scenario. You know, I think we're tinfoil hatting maybe a little bit and thinking the government's trying to, you know, do that. Maybe they are. I mean, I'm certainly conspiracies have they're called conspiracies for a reason, because sometimes they're true. But, you know, Social Security, for example, is taxed based upon your outside income. So in other words, if you're living exclusively off Social Security, you pay no income taxes whatsoever. However, as your outside income starts to grow, then Social Security becomes taxable. Now, couple that with the fact that you are taking money out of a pre-tax instrument via IRA or 401k, et cetera, and you'll have to potentially pay taxes on that. Sometimes people get kind of double whammy, meaning that I take $30,000 out of my IRA to live on. I have to pay taxes on the $30,000, of course. However, my Social Security, because I wasn't taking $30,000 out of my IRA, was not taxed before. But now when I add in the 30, not only do I pay taxes on the $30,000 from the IRA, but I also might have to pay taxes on a percentage of my Social Security. So I kind of get this double hit. And the belief, or what I'm reading oftentimes, is, you know, it's the government's way of saying, well, let's let that get bigger and then make the withdrawal greater, so that not only can we receive taxes on that, but we can also receive taxes on some of the Social Security income.
Josh Pick, our guest. You can get a free consultation with Josh and the Aptus Wealth team by calling 614-917-1040 or doing that appointment online, setting it up online, that is. Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com is their website. They're located in Lewis Center, just a little north of 270 and 23, but they are physically located right off Route 750. And then they do service many of their clients remotely. So you can be a client if you live in another area. Many people listen to this show on podcasts and via the app from around the country. That does not mean that you can't be a client at Aptus. Does not mean you can't get the free consultation. My wife and I sat for it, enjoyed it, and we are now Aptus clients and very happy with what Josh is doing for us. So I saw a story on USA Today that said, is it time to start buying stocks and bonds again? And I sort of laughed because I thought, well, if you're buying them again, it means that you stopped buying them, or from my perspective, worse, you got completely out of the market, because people who tend to time or try to time the market don't usually do very well.
Well, I think these articles, much like the one about, you know, is Social Security and the, you know, required minimum distribution thing good or bad? Well, there's actually two sides to that coin, and there's actually some good benefits to them delaying the minimum required distribution age, where it enables you to do more tax planning for a longer period of time, lessen potentially your minimum required distributions. You just have to be on the right side of the coin there. Well, similarly here, you know, I think a lot of people read these articles and go, is it a good time? And the article is rooted sometimes, it's not always, but most times in, you know, the fact of analyzing stocks and bonds and looking at interest rates and looking at price to earnings ratios and the status of the economy and determining, is it a logical and pragmatic time to buy certain stocks? But what I think the reader receives is emotionally, is it just generally a good time to buy stocks or a bad time? And that's just not simply the way it works. I mean, clearly, if the economy is doing well, it's a tailwind for stocks. And if it's doing poorly, it's a headwind. But that by no means would be an indicator that it's a bad time or a good time to buy an individual stock. You have to do a lot more research there. So my contention would be there are certainly times when you want to be a little bit more aggressive and a little less aggressive, but you definitely don't want to time the market and try and pretend that you know when everything's going to go up and everything's going to go down, which, again, I think that's the real danger zone of reading some of these articles.
Yeah, and that's also, I think, why dollar cost averaging has been a winning strategy over the years. And the fact of the matter is, there's always, if you're right in your analysis, the right stock to buy, even in a down market, the right bond to buy, you know, all those kinds of things. And that underscores the importance of really knowing what you're doing when it comes to buying those kinds of assets.
100%. You know, if we look at our portfolios, for example, and we see if you went through all of the different holdings, whether it's mutual funds or it's ETFs or individual stocks, the performance differential amongst those is quite dramatic. I mean, some holdings did double-digit positive returns last year, where others did the exact opposite. And that's why it's so important to understand where do you fit in the goal and risk tolerance category? What are you trying to achieve? How much volatility can you handle? And then what allocation fits the mold best to achieve the results that you want in the long run? And while dollar-cost averaging is a great strategy, it is part of a much larger strategy that makes much more sense for you, depending upon what you're trying to achieve.
Josh Pick, Aptus Wealth Management. Find them on the web at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Subscribe to Josh's YouTube channel by clicking on that YouTube logo on the website. You can also set up your free consultation by calling 614-917-1040. Listen to Josh and I on the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show Friday night at 7, replayed Saturday at noon. We go through a lot of these concepts and get you set up so you can attain financial independence later on in life. What are you analyzing these days? What are you looking for? Trends in markets, those kinds of things, as we hear continually these theories about whether we're headed for a recession and whether that recession might be really severe.
Yeah, well, it's interesting as you look at these, they're very fluid because we don't know exactly what the Fed's going to do moving forward. And the Fed has a dramatic impact on the overall economy, particularly, you know, we hear constantly they're trying to bring us in for a soft landing as they're raising interest rates to try and combat inflation. Well, what they ultimately decide to do will certainly have a dramatic impact on bond markets, stock markets, the ability for companies to borrow money, the list goes on and on. So that would be one thing that we would be looking at that's incredibly important. Just giving you one other thing that's always incredibly important is what do price-to-earnings ratios look like with companies? And another way to say that is how expensive are companies to buy right now? And sometimes that gets really outlandish. For example, if you wanted to buy the local, you know, grocery store in your neighborhood, maybe the local Bob's IGA or whatever it might be, you're willing to pay a certain multiple for that, knowing that it's a logical investment, and that multiple might be 5 or 7 or maybe even on the high side 10 times. When you have an explosive economy and a company that looks like it's red hot, think of Tesla and Amazon, those price-to-earnings ratios get crazy. I mean, you'll see them at 100 times earnings, which obviously is speculating on what the future of that company looks like, not what it's worth today. And in times of economic uncertainty, you have to be very cautious about what you're willing to pay, because if the economy goes the other direction, you'll see investors correct their behavior very, very quickly, and those will typically be the first stocks that they exit. Now, you take those two things and then add it in, sprinkle in about another 47 different things, and that's how you end up making decisions, which can be overwhelming and cumbersome, which is why, you know, there's a huge value in working with somebody who does this for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. That's why you need a professional, why I have a lot more peace of mind now that I have you on the case. Aptus Wealth Management, located in Lewis Center. Set up your free consultation, 614-917-1040. Their website is Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. We'll see you tomorrow for the Aptus Retirement Blueprint Radio Show. Thanks, Josh.
Great. Look forward to it, Bruce. Thanks.